First off, I would like to thank God Almighty for giving everybody so much and me so little. I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you. And as I sip my soda that I'm sure somebody spit in, I just would like to say to all of you, kiss my ass, you rotten motherfuckers.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, a full house. The audio is completely messed up, by the way, but I'm doing my best here.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
It's bad. We got Joel Goldstein.
Hello.
We got Richard Killiam.
Hi.
And we might have my buddy Rachel Oring on the line right now. Rachel, can you feed? Yeah, that's good stuff right there. We also have two people from the land of France. Speak up. What are our names we have here?
Alexia.
And Fitty.
And Fitty. Okay.
Fitty Cent.
I was going to say, it sounds very Fitty Cent. Very cool.
I get that a lot, man.
As I said before, you're listening to Papa's Basement. You can listen live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. You can tweet us at Papa's Basement and call in at 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-8255, but hopefully the line will be occupied by Rachel, so I won't have to deal with callers again. The wet dream.
You should tweet us.
Should I?
That's not homo at all. Tweet. Just tweet us.
Tweet. Yeah, it's a verb. You ass. You hater ass. It's a verb.
I tweet as well.
I can't believe we're not getting.
I love to tweet.
There is Rachel on. No, we got nothing.
Gary.
Yeah, scream. Like, do a Baba Booey scream.
No, I don't know that show.
God damn. All right.
I want to talk about tweeting.
Okay. So, first things first, I want to talk about the new cast. It seems like for many weeks now, we've been sans Veronica. Is it safe to say she is off the show, Joel?
I would not say that. No, not necessarily.
Let's
explain who Veronica is for new listeners and new guests.
Veronica is a friend that I've had for many a year now, and she wanted to do the co-hosting thing, and she came in, she volunteered her time very graciously, and was on the show many times, and never seemed to have that good a time. I don't know why she stayed put on the show.
She enjoyed herself when, you know, it was kind of something she could work with, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we've had...
It seems like you talk a lot more to her than I do, I believe.
I guess lately.
Yeah. I was never the biggest online chatter with Veronica, but lately she's had a very prissy tone with me. You know, not to be crass, but like someone put lemon juice on the tampons.
Well, there's some, you know, obviously out of show drama that took place. I think that combined with...
What's the out-of-show drama?
I'll let John explain if he wants.
I think, because it's very lighthearted, nothing too heavy happened. There was some romantic tension with Matt Ganoza, another co-host of ours.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Who
wouldn't be tensing romantically?
Tensing in their pants, yeah.
So I think that combined with, and let's just be really honest here, some of the last shows have been basically frat boy, like, masturbatory humor.
I can't believe she wasn't into that one show where Will Papa Giorgio just insulted her for an hour. I mean, I thought that was really good.
That one I felt bad about.
Yeah, and, I mean, the boys have been cracking on her pretty good, and I think for her she needs to have the right cast in the house for her to want to come by.
I felt bad because earlier in the week you're like, I don't think I can do the show if Veronica can't make it.
I said I'd be more motivated if she came because I really enjoy that she comes. My situation was I wasn't even sure if I could come because I was going to maybe be hanging out with my girlfriend that night.
Yeah.
If I just said it'd be a little more motivating if she came, I'd maybe have to find a way to make that happen.
Hold on. Do we actually have a caller who can hear us? Of course not. This is the best thing ever.
I've been trying to call in for the last, like, two or three shows.
Caller. Caller. Feedback. Lovely.
It's like, keep breathing.
What the hell is that?
That's like a queef.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure the phone doesn't work.
Call her.
Oh, God.
Oh, sweet Christ. Someone had screwed up the settings. Rachel?
What the hell?
Okay, this is everybody. This is another person, another co-host.
Hi.
Rachel Oring. Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
Okay, this is great. So we got more people on the mics. And convenient.
Sounds like Jenna Jameson.
She does
talking.
Have a very kind of pornish voice. Say something. Say something sexy, Rachel. Earn your keep.
Me? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Okay.
I don't know anything sexy. I apologize.
She does have a porn voice. You're
that
right.
was sexy.
Yeah.
She does have a porn voice.
Say
what?
Say I won't press charges.
I can't make that promise. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay.
I won't press charges if it's good. How about that?
Ta-da!
No, dude, are you kidding me? Who is this?
I'm telling you, man. It's she's good. She'll earn her keep. Don't worry.
Wow.
So, I just feel bad about the whole Veronica affair because this show's a bunch of BS. I really hate it to spill over to my real life whatsoever. I know earlier in the week I was texting
Isn't
her
Isn't that
to see...
the ideal, though? Like,
no, not really. The,
it's entertaining.
Because any girl that's interested in me listens to this show and then just hears about the horrific things I talk about on air.
It's postmodern.
It's postmodern, Jez. Okay, so, I feel bad if Veronica's feeling hurt or snubbed or anything. We always enjoy having her on the show. It's
Just because Will doesn't like ugly, fat,
what?
Whatever chicks.
That's so mean.
Are
not
you,
right.
Are you trying to...
No. I'm saying, like, Will is, like, insulting women nonstop in her presence. It doesn't mean he hates all women.
Okay, so...
Do he hate just her, or...
I think, yeah, it did seem a little bit like that.
Will was going for blood. It was, so,
yeah.
You know, this is my heartfelt that, you know, apology that I will never muster the ability to text or call or deliver through any personal means of communication. But Veronica, I'm sorry if your feelings got hurt or anything.
I like Veronica.
Veronica's good
people. I'm pretty sure she doesn't care. I mean, it sounds like she kind of hates you, so.
No, I don't think she has a problem with John at all. I think she just... was really unhappy with just being here based on the company that was here and some of the show topics. I mean,
so maybe she should be on only some of the shows.
I mean, I'll be honest. It's hard for, I mean, most females to chime in on masturbation, best porn sites to whack off on.
What were
some of the other?
Only the last show. No other show has ever covered that.
It's been like the last three ones. Like, I'm trying to think some of the other great
topics.
Well,
come on.
Like every show I've heard is. Been like that.
Okay, this is what I get you guys in the studio for. This is great.
I love the show where they talk about a nice vacation to Virginia Beach with the family, the Papa Giorgio family.
We talk about to the
and it just happens that John stays inside and masturbates the whole time and looks outside the window at people on the beach and whacks off. I thought that was a very vivid storytelling.
Yeah.
Wait, did this happen when you're like 13 or like a month ago?
No,
what's the difference?
I was like 12 and I went down to Fort Lauderdale and the rest of the family was like, hey, we're going to the beach today. You want to join? I'm like, no, I'm okay. And I would just stare out the window and do my thing and then watch TV.
It's like the worst vacation ever.
Saddest story I've ever heard in my life.
I came back rested in mind, body, and soul. But okay.
Good to know.
Chicken soup for the soul. Masturbating from a 12th floor window.
12th floor?
Yeah.
How can you see anything? What do you have, binoculars now? This is getting a new levels. 12th floor just changed everything.
Oh,
did you rent a telescope, like, from the lobby or something?
No,
or?
I had to squint. I had to make up stories as I stared down.
I was picturing, like, ground level.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, you need to put down the KY, put down the lotion, get outside, meet a chick.
You know what distance it was? It was, like, the ending to Happiness. When the kid's grinding one out.
That's a good reference.
Thank you. I thought you'd like that.
That nobody else in the room got.
It's okay. We'll show it to everyone else.
Sweet.
Yeah. I feel bad for the French people here. They actually probably live like a good life. They would never...
Oh, yeah. Actually, they've got a good story for you about their... Because we made it just on time, folks. I'm surprised you didn't make any jokes about it.
Really?
Being
French
like,
late?
Yeah.
Go on.
But they were held up because they've got this, like, internship they're doing, which is, like, basically, like... just pretty much just like slavery in the modern era. I don't know from what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
It is slavery.
I can tell you about it. And like, I don't know if they feel like talking about it, but like They were like, because they needed to borrow the car for the weekend.
Really?
And the boss, like, they live in the same house as the boss.
Wow.
Which is the weird thing, right?
That's crazy.
That's like indentured servitude, not really slavery. Yeah, basically.
And they're like, can we borrow the car? And they're like, yeah, sure, we'll leave the keys on it. And, like, they put the keys on it last night, and then, what, this morning?
Yeah.
Yes.
What happened?
Nothing.
No keys.
Oh.
No keys, man.
And it
no
was it because the keys got stolen? They just didn't put the keys out?
No, they just took it and didn't warn us. And
That was such a charming story. Thank you.
I'm glad you guys made it.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. I thought it was an interesting story.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. The keys weren't there. It would have been a good plot to, you know, Father Knows Best or something like that. You know, maybe My Three Sons. That's
all right. I'll let you take direction of the show.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
It was a nice try.
It's okay. Rich gave it the old college try.
What do you want from me?
All right. So the first story up in the news, which I'm sure Joel's got a chubby too. I've got a chubby too. Lawrence Taylor of New York Giants fame, of breaking Joe Theismann's leg fame.
I love that guy.
Has run a... Shut up. We'll get to you soon enough. You'll get your comeuppance.
Yeah, you will.
I'm a big fan of Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, God.
Really?
Yeah.
What position did he play?
Longtime fan.
What position did he play?
What position?
Quarterback.
What? And what team did he play for? I just said it like 10 seconds ago.
Oh, shit.
Okay. New York Giants, bitch.
There we go. There's a winner.
Somebody who has a bigger penis than Rich. Imagine that.
Okay. When it comes...
I just looked it up on Wikipedia. Sorry.
Oh, that's cheating. That's...
What?
Just, I'm ahead of time.
I think somebody who doesn't know you just tried to save you. That's interesting.
She felt pity.
Yeah, clearly. Mm-hmm.
Only people who don't know Rich try to save him. Those that do save him want to feed him to the wolves. Piecemeal. Okay, Lawrence Taylor. Joel, you can chime in a little bit. Had a bit of a checkered past, right? The guy's been...
A bit?
On coke for God knows how long. He's been busted for crack, like, what, 10 times or something?
Yeah, that's about right.
The guy's a degenerate, but...
He's also, like, the greatest linebacker that ever played the game.
Yeah, so he got special... Shut up, Rich.
Do you know what a linebacker does?
Yeah, I saw The Blind Side.
God damn.
I watched that movie.
God damn, man. You are coughing up gold. You are giving us some gold ducats right now.
Yes.
Okay. So, Lawrence Taylor is in hot water because he was, he can't say convicted. He hasn't been convicted yet, but
no.
He's been charged with getting an underage prostitute sent to his room.
14 years old.
Really? I had heard it was 16.
I thought it was 14.
I think it's 16.
Is it 16? You're right. It is 16.
The New York
16.
Times says it's 16.
It's 16.
16.
It's 16.
And she went up to the room, and I don't believe he's being charged with full intercourse. It is merely quote-unquote Clinton sex.
It's statutory.
It's still statutory, though. Yeah. And apparently felony statutory in New York, which is...
everything in New York is charged, like, to the nth degree.
I think it's also because it's LT, though.
No. Are you kidding? LT's gotten off of so much.
Really? So,
oh, my God.
So you think they're playing it down. But...
No, if anything... All right. He got set up real bad. Real
that's,
bad.
That's what it sounds like. Pretty much she got sent up to his room.
If that pimp, okay, provided him with an 18-year-old girl, none of this is a problem, right?
Of course not.
He gets hit with some sort of misdemeanor for, like,
soliciting
sex, and that's it. You're done.
And they put him on that channel where it flashes all the pictures of everyone who's been arrested for that stuff.
Wait, how old was she?
16.
Because you said 14 before.
No, I did. I was wrong.
There's a big gulf between 14 and 16.
I'm with you.
But here's the
thing. I'm with you, fellow sex offender. 16's fine.
So
they can drive a car, you know.
Oh, yeah.
No, in New York they can't. It's 17 or 18 there.
Well,
really?
Yeah.
As long as they can drive a car in my state.
So you can rape them and then you have to drive them home, too? That's horrible.
Oh.
Sitting there bawling their eyes out.
But yeah, no, LT, I, you know, this is a guy who literally could spend the rest of his life golfing and appearing at certain football appearances,
yeah.
And that's it, and he's set for life. And he just keeps, you know, falling into trouble with either drugs or, in this case,
In this case, they send up a 16-year-old girl to a hotel. He maybe, at the very least, gets head from her. Might get more, we don't know.
So wait, he didn't like look through a catalog and choose? Oh, like this was literally like no, just send me something. No, and he got sent something.
He hollered at the pimp who apparently is fresh out of jail from some other charge.
Really?
He decided to become a pimp and he had a 16-year-old girl.
You mean he wasn't a recent Columbia grad?
No.
Okay. Go on.
So he sent up this girl that was part of his, you know,
his retinue.
Whole collection.
Well, from the story I read, it sounded like he like kidnapped her or something.
The pimp kidnapped the girl.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that wrinkle. It's pretty much, it sounds like LT was sent abroad that said she was 19. Then what kind of fascinates me, she panics, calls her uncle, who then calls the cops, who bust LT with this broad. Now, what makes her panic? She's a prostitute.
Are you kidding? It's a 16-year-old girl.
They
panic over anything.
So
it sounds like a setup to me.
It sounds kind of, yeah.
And I wasn't on the show when you were like doing this about Roethlisberger or whatever, but I always assume whenever someone has that much cash, I don't really see how you cannot be skeptical. Like, it's so much money.
Just a Marion Barry.
All you have to do is get them to do something wrong.
It's a bitch set me up scenario, to quote Marion Barry, our fine former mayor.
Well, see, Marion Barry, I don't know how much cash she has, but these sports people,
they're loaded.
They're just so loaded, like, and it's so beyond
I wouldn't
loaded,
doubt like, it. I mean, like, what are we going to act like? It's the first time she saw some, like, monster LT-sized dong or something.
I mean, if someone was like, we'll give you a cut of, like, $4.5 million if you just, like, do this thing that's slightly unethical. Like, would you hesitate for even a half second?
Dude, I'd blow it's LT so for much that money. Much. I don't care. I would be the crying hooker for the kind of cake she's going to get.
And I mean, like,
I could buy a radio station and put this dip-ass show on 24 hours a day with that kind of cake.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're dealing, it's not like people are like, oh, I'm getting sued for hundreds of thousands. It's like money that you can't even comprehend how
I
much
just,
it is.
I feel real bad. Like, this is the most horrible thing ever. I feel so bad for LT and all this.
I actually do, too.
Screw the 16-year-old girl who's already turning tricks. There's nothing innocent left in that girl. You shut up. You shut up and listen for a moment. I'm just saying, I feel so bad. He thought he was banging legal tail. I'll admit, it's
here's my problem with the situation, is that apparently, like, her face was, like, beaten in, and they're not charging him with that. So obviously,
no, that was the pimp.
The room.
Really?
That was the pimp did that, not him.
Yeah,
it wasn't the oral sex.
But he said that she looked like that when she was in the room. So, like, if I'm
wow.
a football player, and some, like, little kid, or whoever, comes with, like, a freaking black eye, I'd be like, I think I want my money back. No thanks. Like, that's really weird.
It's just another night for Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I would be like, oh, I would have done that to her anyway, so, you know.
I like your makeup. Suck me.
No, honestly, you know, I don't really know because I don't go to prostitutes.
Really?
No.
Okay.
But I'm guessing a lot of them are not, like, super cleaned up, not beaten up looking. Like, I don't know. From what I've heard.
You think he was grateful that she wasn't, like, missing teeth? It's like,
yeah,
oh, black eye.
Yeah, I think it's probably the norm.
Your vanity in her heyday. Come on in. You look like Tyra Banks. Hop on.
Yeah. I don't think they're all that hot, generally.
Well, couldn't he afford a better prostitute?
Probably, but he's probably trying to get something on the cheap and on the sly.
I don't know. He coughed up $300, which back when we used to do the bit where we'd call hookers on the show from Craigslist, $300 seems to be the going rate for an hour.
Yeah.
For a quote-unquote in-call.
I don't know. I just feel like that's not where you
want to
skimp
Wait
on money.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Weren't you telling me about the Ribéry?
What?
These two are going to know, but Franck Ribéry, wasn't he paying like 22,000 euros an hour for some like high-end escort service or something?
To bang a 16-year-old Arab broad who was just already had implants, the bleached hair. Like, this girl looked 22, and she was getting it up the, you know.
How much did Elliot Spitzer pay for that one chick? Because he was working with a high-class, like, prostitute ring.
What kind of country do we live in where, like, $5,000 can't buy silence? I'm sorry, man. Like, You're getting some top end tail, but what's that really worth to you? I mean, in an ideal world, if you could just have like a 10, what would you really pay to tap that?
I don't have to worry about this.
Yeah,
I'm not commenting.
Shut up.
He gets sex.
Yeah,
he
from gets a 10. Sex. From a 10.
He doesn't pay for it.
Sure.
No.
Well, okay, like for hypothetical model ass, like Gisele Bündchen or whatever the F her name is, Barra Folly. Pick someone. Just someone hot to you. How much would you pay to actually nail it?
Can you really put a price on that?
Like,
John?
In a vacuum, no one's going to believe you, obviously, when you say you did
it. It all depends what everyone else is paying.
1,000? I don't know.
I would do, like, $100. I'm cheap as ass. I'd rather spend it on, like, fast food.
Dude, $100 is, like...
Yeah, you would. I could see you surrounded by basically every form of fast food. Literally... around you while you're like watching some porn.
Okay,
and, like,
yeah, it's either like an hour's worth of getting some or every new creation Taco Bell ever comes up with for the rest of my life. Like fire tacos, blackjack tacos, Mexican pizzas.
And they're all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same. They just change the shell color. One has sour cream, one doesn't. I don't care. They've even resorted, like, they'll just take a soft taco and slap it on a hard taco.
Yeah.
I like it. It's Legos. It's Legos I can eat. It's brilliant. Rachel, how about you as a woman?
How much would I pay?
Yeah. How much would
for
you...
For a perfect 10 dude, yeah.
Yeah.
As a girl, I'm not sure I have to worry about that. I don't know.
Oh, you get out of here, too. These people, is it, what
no,
is this disclaimers?
See, when you're having
know,
sex
no.
on a regular basis, you don't think
yeah.
so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, no. Are we interrupting your date with Brad Pitt in 10 minutes? Are you going to have to leave? I don't have to worry about that. Yeah. Everyone's dating a 10.
What are these people? I'm going to give you a number here. Shut up.
How much? Yeah, how much for Brad Pitt to just lay waste?
For Brad Pitt? I don't know. I know, like, 500... I'm not really into Brad Pitt.
Okay.
$500.
Who are you into?
I don't know.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter. What's his name? Daniel Radcliffe.
Who gets your juices flowing? Who gets your juices flowing?
Yeah, I guess, like, what would that be? Like 250 pounds, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I like the conversion to British.
Famine pounds, yeah.
Why are we converting to pounds?
Because it's Harry Potter.
He probably doesn't accept dollars.
Yeah,
wow,
and
that was a nice touch.
He'll even wear the glasses and cast Orgasmo Splasho on you. Okay.
This subject took a turn for the worse.
Did it?
Yes.
Did it?
Well, all I know is you were saying that bleach blonde air bra was like charging $22,000 or
$22K
something.
$22K a
pop. Yeah.
She,
so that must be.
I can't even fathom
standard.
What kind of sex is worth that.
Yeah, $22K. That's a good. That's some good sex.
I better not have to do any work.
They would have to squirt gold coins like Super Mario Brothers out of their hay now. And even then, I don't think it'd be worth it.
Oh no.
There would have to be a one-up mushroom coming out of her ass. Maybe even then, I'm not taking it.
An extra life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those green mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I guess it's a. People are paying for it.
I don't know. Rich, you had... now, hopefully this isn't as energetic and earth-shattering as the Key story, because I can't take my show being rocked that hard again.
Yeah, that was a good story.
But you had some story about an underage lass in Tunisia, I believe, when you were abroad, and you met these fine French folks who are in the studio now.
I didn't even have to pay $22,000.
What was the story with this girl?
I just met a girl who was 16 and was like,
go
really,
on.
Really into me, and I didn't understand why.
Okay.
And she was like, I love you so much. And I'm like, yeah, it was nice meeting you.
No, go on. Describe the girl. Describe how you two met.
I'm a real good sex person. I do it all the different ways.
So she walks up.
No, she was like, she was like walking along, and some guy who
What's
was
she
like,
wearing? What's she wearing? Is she a sexy 16?
She was good looking.
All right, then.
But she was very, like, you know, they like to put these, like, tattoos on their hands and stuff.
Oh, okay, like the Indian stuff, the henna?
Yeah, the henna stuff.
Yeah.
So that was kind of intense.
So she
I'm
walks
open
up.
To everything, but... Well, actually, my friend was, like, hitting on her and got her number.
How old's your friend?
He's, like, older than I am.
Okay.
No, he was maybe 25, 26. Never mind.
And he's hitting on a 16-year-old?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The sexy 16.
Well, I didn't know she was 16 until later. But like, so then she comes out to the beach with us the next day, and we're like swimming around.
And she's in what?
Bikini.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go on.
And well, you know, okay, you kind of see in a bikini, you're like,
really awkward.
That's not a fully formed girl, you know.
Oh god. Now I'm weirded out. But continue.
That's when I realized. I was like, this girl's probably not 18. Like, if she's like looks like that. And she was, like, hitting on me, like, kind of pretty hard. And I was like, this isn't normal. Girls don't usually hit on me. Like,
that's how you knew something
was up. This isn't how
up.
Things happen usually, you know? Like, it's like, I always think back to X-Men where, like, Rebecca Rowan Stamos is hooking up with this ugly dude. And I always think I'm the ugly dude if that's
happening.
And the next
day he gets the magnet sucked out of his guts. Yeah.
I'm like, I know that's going to happen.
Wait, does the story end with your kidney getting stolen? Or?
No, it's not a – I mean, it doesn't end with anything. I didn't do anything. But she just kept trying to, like, call me and, like, call myself all the time. We have to hang out. We have to make love. I love you.
Whoa,
you're my lover.
Okay. Wow.
And
where'd you meet this girl the first time?
Yeah.
This was in Tunisia. I was,
which country am I moving to?
Yeah. And I was just like – and I hadn't, you know, gotten any long time, so I was like – maybe I should really think about this. I'm kind of rejecting
and
a good-looking girl.
And that's changed,
you know?
Since, right? Like, since then you've gotten a lot.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Okay, go on. His elbow hurts whenever he lies.
Yeah. So I looked up the laws, and I was like, it was like, oh, you know, under 18.
Lose your hand?
I think it's like decapitation or something. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yeah, I'm not answering her calls anymore.
French people, is this a common thing in Tunisia? Is it a lot of underage people?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Really? 50 Cent. Like, how many underage girls were you banging out there?
No, I've never done
that.
He's from
Madagascar.
I know a lot of people doing that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, now I think it's probably pretty common. Like,
can I ask you a question? Do you think it has to do with the fact that they want to get the hell out of their country, so they want to hook up
Yeah. That was obviously it. Like,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why wouldn't you rock that? I don't know. I have a friend who went to Taiwan and banged like 17 girls in 3 days.
The funny thing is, like, because she was like all up on me the whole time, and like these Dutch people were like hanging with us.
Oh, those bastards.
And the rest of the time, like, they called me Frankie P, as in P for pedophile. Like, just a little I did today. Hey, Frankie P.
Oh, my God.
Like, that was my nickname for a week because she was hitting on
Richie
me all the time.
Richie P. I'm going to call you Richie Short Eyes for the rest. That's prison speak for pedophile.
Is it?
Yeah.
Short Eyes. I like
Short
that.
Eyes. Richie
Wait,
Short
how
Eyes.
How do you know that?
It was in Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Suck on that. You should
lying.
Pay attention.
I think you're lying.
No.
I think you know that firsthand.
It's not like I was ever jailed and had Short Eyes burned onto my back with bleach or something. Okay. Let's take the show back into respectability. We have a special edition of F, Marry, Kill. Joel's favorite...
The creator of the game.
Creator
the
of. No one had ever invented
After I stole it from other places.
If you steal it from me, you're stealing thrice.
I thought we were going back into respectability.
Yeah, it was sarcasm.
Oh, I see.
It's a good thing.
I don't get that.
Okay, so we've got a special F, Marry, Kill for both the guys and the girls. The guys, we're going to present you with three options here.
Bring it.
All right. First option.
Wait, some people don't know what F, Marry, Kill is.
Okay.
They'll learn quickly.
Yeah. Frenchies, okay. The F, Marry, Kill plays as follows. I'm going to name three people. You're going to tell me which one you would like to have sexual intercourse, as they say in France, with. Then one of them you would like to just kill, like you can't stand them.
Okay.
And then
okay.
The third one is the person you'd marry, but you don't have sex with them. They're just kind of like your life partner, your friend.
You don't have sex with the person you marry?
Oh, wait, what? Nope. I didn't know that was a rule.
No, that's ridiculous.
No, I like that twist.
That's why what? that's the name of the game.
No.
It's play that rule. That's
it's
fine.
Like,
okay.
Whatever.
It adds to it. Otherwise, you're banging two of the three.
Yeah, no. then you get your cake and you eat it, too. You have to make tough life decisions.
Exactly. This life is not
exactly
an easy one.
So it's not marry, it's friends. It's F, Marry, Just Friends.
No, it's like marriage 10 years down the pike.
Okay.
Or even 5. God, marriage is hell. Okay. So our options are Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, and Dakota Fanning. For the guys, a special underage edition.
I don't know what any of those people look like.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
totally out of pop culture. Like, especially, like, Miley Cyrus was for, like, 10-year-olds.
She's, like, 17.
She's 17
Montana,
now.
Right?
She's
these
17
are all
now.
These are all, like, 16, except for Selena Gomez might be, like, 8. I really
don't know. Who that is. Is she Betty, Ugly Betty?
No, that's America Ferrera. God, Ugly Betty's disgusting.
Oh, okay.
Christ. I was all turned on after all your 16-year-old talk, too. Way to cold shower me. All right. Joel, go first.
Wow, this is a tough one.
I'd like to think so.
All right. Well, Miley Cyrus, I cannot stand her at all. She gets on my everlasting nerves with her crappy music and her crappy acting and her crappy media attention and everything else. She sucks at life.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota Fanning is pale, and I always think of her in like movies from when she was like 6. So that's just creepy.
Oh, that's some good stuff. Go on. That's a plus, not a minus.
And maybe for you, buddy. And then Selena Gomez.
Oh.
I've
oh.
wait. Who
what's
are you showing?
The pedophilia today.
Who are you showing right now?
I'm showing Selena Gomez. I thought she was the hottie of the bunch.
She actually kind
like
of is.
8-year-old.
Hey, has she?
Here's Dakota.
Oh. Hey, has she filled out yet?
Oh, she's getting there.
Has she filled out at all?
Who? Dakota?
No, not the. I'm pretty sure I know what I'm doing with Dakota. What about Selena Gomez? Is she filled out?
Not yet.
Dude, she looks.
Wow.
Okay, and the third one. Hold on. I'm giving Rich a look at Miley Cyrus. There you go. Whoa. There she is.
Never seen Miley. That's funny.
Now he's all
turned up. You know what Miley Cyrus looks like?
No, it's just other people.
Rich is ignorant to many things in this world. You have no idea.
Yeah.
I can't abide not knowing who Miley Cyrus is. Come on.
Yeah, this is Miley Cyrus right here.
Rich is the kid who probably was raised without TV and without
Billy
sports.
Miley Cyrus with eyeshadow.
What? I don't like people like that.
Oh, okay.
You have not met Rich before.
You've seen enough. All right, so.
All right.
So you're saying I wouldn't like him?
Probably. Okay. Back to my choice.
Is that just about me?
Yeah. We're talking S about you just while you're standing right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to my selections.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with this solely based on personality.
Okay.
Meaning, kill Miley, marry Dakota, and then F Selena. But if I did it
on, you dirty
if
old
I
man.
Did if I did it on looks, it would be kill Dakota, marry Selena, and F Miley. But I think I'm going to do personality.
Okay.
I think I have to.
Rich, are you you're not participating?
They're all underage, right?
Yeah. This is a safe place.
It's a game.
It's a safe place.
You a hypothetical
let
game.
Let me ask you something. Wait, do you know this girl on the phone?
No. Oh. She's a ringer. She's coming off the bench.
I have no idea who she is.
She's a broadcaster. She does a blog.
I also have no shame in life, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm 14. Does that help you?
Oh, nicely played. Nicely played.
His nipples just got hard.
Yeah.
No. You know what?
Nipples get hard, actually, yeah.
No, because, like, unlike all of you, I am not participating in this. All three of those look like girls that, like, no.
Okay.
No. Well, like, they're not even hot underage. They're, like, really underage.
50 Cent, do you know any of these people or no?
Yeah. I've always thought Miley Cyrus and Dakota Fanning were the same person.
Okay.
I can't tell the difference, but I kind of want to kill both.
Okay.
So you can't. You gotta make decisions.
He can escape and avoid conflict. It is a French tradition.
That's what we do.
Yeah. The go-to joke.
They dodge.
Oh, you went there.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna knock this one out real fast. We're gonna kill Miley because she's got a bit of a white trash look to her. Don't find her too appetizing. Just probably has a lot of attitude.
I'll go with that.
I'm gonna marry Selena Gomez based on the last name alone. She's probably good at like cleaning and maintaining a house. And, you know, Dakota Fanning.
You're going to, oh my God. No way.
Dakota Fanning has been sexy since I Am Sam. And she had that great scene in Hound Dog where she got raped. So that was good things.
Ugh.
I was just doing that for the. No, I think Dakota Fanning is going to hold it together for a while. She's not going to become a wreck. She's not going to become anything hot. So whatever. Throw her on the old Barbie. There you go.
Is that what you call your penis?
Yeah. Throw another, and whenever I'm around a kiddie pool, I say, throw another shrimp on the Barbie. All right. Now for the girls.
Yeah, my answer is going to be kill all three of them and take this girl on the phone out to dinner. How about that?
She's a good-looking woman.
That sounds like it.
Yeah, she ain't bad.
And she pays in British pounds.
All right.
I have no American dollars. I apologize.
Okay, so this is... The three guys I'm going to toss out, those are obviously, well, if any of the boys want to...
I can't wait for this.
Yeah, if Rich wants to lip up on this one.
Mm.
But female Frenchie, you can participate in this one.
Yeah, maybe.
And we've got Rachel here. So we're going to go with Justin Bieber, internet sensation. Ooh. Justin Bieber. You don't know who that is?
Nope.
I do.
Oh, no.
Okay, second, we have Nick Jonas, one of the wee Jonas brother. Mm. One of the three. She's busy reading The Stranger and stuff like that. getting all existentialist. All right.
Great book.
And I'll just throw out Lil Bow Wow before he grew into Bow Wow. Lil Bow Wow in the days of Bow Wow.
Okay, I'm going to make this one quick. I would F the hell out of Nick Jonas because he dresses real well.
Okay.
He's real cute.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, come on.
Girls.
Look, he wears tight pants. You can probably see it if you look close enough.
That means sexual intercourse with him will be good because of the pants he wears.
This is how women think.
Yeah. I know. No, this is fascinating. Go on.
I would marry Lil Bow Wow because even when he was 14, I bet he had a lot of money.
Okay.
So he'd probably buy me lots of things with
That's
diamonds.
Reasonable.
And I would kill Justin Bieber because he is a scourge upon the earth.
All right. Nice. Well played. That is how the game is done.
Yeah. Knock that.
It's kind of an easy one.
Out.
Really?
What?
Well, everybody hates Justin Bieber, apparently.
I don't know much
about
him.
I actually thought he was good on Saturday Night Live with the Tina Fey episode. He was actually pretty good.
What? Okay.
I actually don't even know. I mean, I don't know anything about
it. In terms of the acting, I didn't listen to the music. I mean,
what does he do?
You guys like that sketch, especially because you could relate to Tina Fey being the
hot teacher. Exactly.
The younger,
oh, there's a scene with her being all milfy and stuff.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, I want to like her because I think she has a good personality, but she just does not get my motor running.
Oh, see, she's my type.
Really?
She's up my alley, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
She could use a little more in the jug department.
I know a lot of guys that are really
No, have you seen her when she tries to dress sexy? I mean, she's got
okay.
Pretty good ones.
She's okay.
Do you see her, like, on magazines when they airbrush out her face scar? She's really hot.
God, oh, yeah.
No, I'm not even talking about that. And the scar's not even that... Nice. Honestly, the scar's kind of hot, too. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know. I think if she is ever performing anything upon you and you just see that thing contract and expand you'd get sick after a while.
Now, to me, it's not the scar.
You're
it's
not
like...
paying attention to the right thing.
I guess. That's me, though. I'm so ADD, I'd focus on the wrong thing and just be like, stop this.
To me, she's one of those girls, like, it's not the scar. It's like she has this weird thing where she talks out of the side of her mouth. She's like,
I'm sure the scar, like, paralyzed one side of her mouth. What is it from? Was she, like, raped as a kid or something?
No.
Yeah, well, no, when she was, like, 5 years old, like, someone, like, cut her with a razor blade or something.
Like an uncle or something did something.
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder she's funny.
Yeah, and you know, if you dated her, she'd probably want to, like, talk about it and, like, cry and stuff. Like,
have
to deal with that.
That'd be, like,
oh, I hate
play.
That.
No, she's married.
Talking
she's
to women?
Married, and she's got, like, a kid with the guy.
Oh, to the ugliest chode you've ever seen.
I don't know. I've never
seen
the dude.
So butt ugly.
Really?
So butt ugly. It's so sad. God, she did poorly for herself.
Aww.
Okay.
Maybe she loves him, John. Did you ever think about that?
Is it, like, the equivalent of Roger Federer's wife? Because Roger Federer's wife is totally unattractive.
Oh, God, you're right. I do remember her.
She's terrible.
And every other tennis pro is, like, banging swimsuit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Swimsuit model.
Andy Roddick's wife is, like...
What was that, Decker? Brooklyn Decker.
Yeah, Brooklyn Decker.
Oh, sick, yeah. And Roger Federer is, like, married to...
Like, table scraps. It's terrible.
It looks like a... It really looks like a Dutch man in a... Like, they look like they're in a gay wedding, but it's somehow a woman.
Marry her recently or, like, before he got, like, hot and famous?
No, he married her recently.
Very recent.
And he was dating her. He was dating her, like, when he was, like, just starting the prime of his career. So, like,
oh, yeah.
He could have easily just dropped her, like, a bad habit.
She must have something sick going on downstairs. That must deliver whatever she's packing. Yeah. Okay.
she better hold up.
I want to help assert Rich's masculinity. We've been chipping away at it a little bit in the course of today's show. Not that we've ever done that before. But I figure Rich can show off, and I'm going to give him and Rachel a 10-point, 10-question sports trivia quiz. And we're going to see at the end of 10 questions who gets more right.
So Joel's not going to administer it?
Oh,
that was my fantasy.
Joel, do you want to administer it? You can. They're written down right here.
No. You administer it. I'm going to be here, the one making fun of everybody.
Can you keep track, or can someone just take a piece
of
paper?
What's at stake? What's the prize?
My respect.
Yeah. Not wearing the King Homo crown for 5 minutes.
Pride bucks?
Yes, you'll get 10 pride dollars.
Someone's going to, like, buy me a, you know, the first prize doesn't get a...
Okay, all right. We're going to keep
track. I'll give you a piece of gum if you win.
Even Homeless Jeopardy has prizes.
I will give you a piece of Stride gum if you win.
Wait, what do I get if I win?
You get to be on the show some more.
Yes. There you go.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, I am readying the sheet to write down to keep track of these answers. So give me one moment.
Yes, we need the document.
Now, how is this going to work? Because, like, what if he says the right answer and, like, I didn't know it, and then, like,
you're going to cheat with Wikipedia. You're going to get everything right.
I'm not going to acknowledge a damn thing until both of you answer.
There should be a timer.
Okay.
Do you want to hear me shut my computer? I will shut my computer.
Let's hear it.
I'm listening.
Okay. Right, ready?
And then is the first one to answer gets the point, right?
No, they can both answer. I mean, I'll trust that.
Well, either I'm going to know it or I'm not.
Yeah, exactly.
If she's, like, thinking for a minute, you know, we know what she's doing.
Yeah.
I trust her. Okay.
Thank you.
Question number one. How many points in football, how many points is a field goal worth?
Two.
Okay.
Wait, it's two if it's not the touchdown.
Okay, you're both wrong.
What? What?
It's a field goal.
It's totally two. Wait, no, one.
It's three.
I was really confident too. That's the worst.
You said it really fast.
Yeah.
I was really certain it was too.
Oh my god.
There's something.
Oh, wow. We would have gotten that right if he hadn't been
no,
wrong.
No, you know what? There's something else that must be two in that game.
The 2-point conversion.
Right.
Is that a Hail Mary?
No. Oh god. Oh god.
What's
oh
the thing god. Where you kick? Never mind. I keep going.
All right. All right, and Joel can testify to pretty much how easy all this crap is.
No. That was if I had thought more about that.
I think I knew that answer when I was three.
Yeah. In baseball, when a player hits a grand slam, what did he do?
Wait, is that the thing where the bases are loaded and he hits a home run and everybody gets points?
Oh!
Winner!
Of course,
we might have to dock half a point for her saying a point, but we'll let it stand.
I actually know about baseball, too. That is really embarrassing.
Wait, did I get it right?
You got it right.
Yes.
This is horrible. Why did I agree to this?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's a run, not a point.
It's a home run, yeah.
I didn't know there would be baseball.
Did I get a bonus point for that?
No, you almost lost half a point.
You just... Yeah. In the game...
Okay,
I'm keeping track here. We got Rachel up 1-0 after two.
Okay.
She is fast building a
lead. Did you get negative points for a bad answer?
Nah.
Okay.
This isn't the SAT. Okay, number three. In hockey, if a player has achieved a hat trick, what has he done?
Three goals in a row.
Rachel?
I have no clue. I don't even know what you said. A hat trick?
Hat trick.
A Patrick?
Yes. Like Patrick with an H.
Like St. Patrick's Day?
Yes.
Yeah, I got nothing. And yep. I'm pretty sure he's wrong, so I'm not going to second his answer.
Oh, no. King Queen got a point.
It's not necessarily three in goals in a row, but just it's just three goals in the game.
I'm going to count it.
Yeah, we got to count it.
We got to keep this. Oh, my Lord. We got to tie.
I mean, if she can say 4 points for a home run, I mean, we may as well let 3 goals in a row go by for a hat trick, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Next, question four. What team is Michael Jordan most famous for playing for?
Obviously, I knew that answer.
What's
Chicago
the answer?
Bulls.
Okay. Yeah, you both got it right.
Yep. That's too easy. That's too easy even for us.
Oh, come on. What?
Can I say UNC? Because I went to UNC, and I'm just going to say UNC. No.
Okay. You would win for UNC, too. What the hell? That shows some good sports knowledge.
I'm going to pretend I knew that.
Okay. What team does Tom Brady currently play for?
Patriots.
Okay. Patriots. All right.
Give it to both of them.
What? What? She didn't say anything.
She said Patriots.
You beat her to it. I mean,
she
just
was getting there.
What? Oh, this is. I'm out of this. This sucks. If I can't get points for being faster, how am I going to win this thing? She didn't say anything.
There's a question.
I
10 is designed.
No, even when you got hat trick right, she decided to think you were wrong and was honest about it. So that's why
I trust her. I trust her. And question 10. If you're going into question 10 with a tie, question 10 will give you the win and give us a laugh.
All right.
And it'll show what you did with your high school years.
Okay.
Number 6. What sport is Wayne Gretzky famous for playing?
Hockey.
Okay.
I said it first.
It's about a tie.
I actually said it first. Okay,
Speed doesn't matter at all then. Okay, she's on the phone, so fair enough. Okay.
Accuracy is all that matters.
Okay. Number 7. What is the name of the position of the player that typically throws a pass in football?
Quarterback.
Okay. Both are winners.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, these are a little bit, you know, these are mad basic.
Okay, you guys both missed a couple.
You didn't know what a grand slam was, dude. Shut up.
Number 8. How many players are on the court for each team in a game of basketball?
5.
Yeah, 5 sounds right.
I'm going to give that to Rachel, not Rich.
Oh, come on. I would have said 5 eventually. It's totally not fair.
It's so debatable if we should give Rich a point for that.
Screw it.
You know what? Don't give him a point for that.
No, I didn't really know.
Okay. I'm glad you're being honest.
I mean, I might have guessed 5.
It sounds like a nice round number.
In baseball, question 9. In baseball, what does the term on deck mean?
It means you're about to go to bat.
I mean, that's what I would have said. That's what I would have said, but I didn't know it. I would have been BSing. I think she was BSing, too.
Okay, at this point, Rachel's pretty much cemented the lead, but I'll award 2 points for this final question.
What's the current score?
The current score, we have Rachel with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points.
And she's, Rich what? Has how many?
Rachel's got 7. Rich has...
5.
Yes.
How much?
Rich has 5. Oh. Rachel's got 7.
This is gay.
The last question's worth 2 points, though. Are you ready? Are you both ready?
Yes.
Name 5 albums by The Cure.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I could definitely do that.
Yeah, I don't even think I can name 5 songs.
Boys
by
Don't
the
Cry,
Cure.
17 Seconds, Faith, Head on the Door, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Disintegration, Wish. Do I need to keep going?
I have a big problem. I have a problem with this final question.
Rachel wins. I just wanted to show what Rich does with his time.
If I said The Cure was gay, would I get the point?
You would get 1 point.
You get a point with me.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. All right. So in terms of sports trivia, Rachel wins. But
yeah, well.
Rich, you win the contest of laughter.
And the important thing is I don't have to give him a piece of gum.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
I think if it had been set up better, I could have at least tied it up. I think I knew those questions.
I wonder if we gave him some soccer questions, how he'd do.
Yeah, dude. There was no soccer. That was like all like...
You mean American
sport
questions? Oh,
yeah.
God.
And hockey? Who cares about hockey?
You got the one. Or you got one of the two. No, yeah. You got both hockey questions.
Yeah, but I mean, hockey... Come on.
That's an international sport, sir.
Yeah.
The World Cup is this summer. Hello.
I'm pumped. I'll watch World Cup.
That's a real sport.
Really? Can you name 2 players in the French national team?
Oh, he can, yeah. I think he's got it.
Okay.
Actually, that's tough, though. I don't really know anything.
God damn it.
No, wait, no. Okay, wait.
Come on.
Ribéry and...
Ribéry.
Trying to think who the goalie is these days. I don't know. The other guy who got in trouble there. What was his name?
I'll just make French-sounding...
The other guy.
French-sounding sounds. His name is Offton.
I think I might not even know... No, I know. I don't. Can't remember his freaking name.
All right, since you're such a soccer fan, can you name at least 2 players off of the '98 World Cup champion team from France?
Yeah. Oh,
David
yeah.
Beckham.
don't help him just because you know.
No, okay. Zidane was on that team, yes. And so was Laurent Blanc.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know the new team because they suck so bad.
They're still in the World Cup. They're one of the top 32 teams.
So apparently, like, my mom was all shocked because there's a company in France that. Like sells TVs, and they're like, if France actually wins the World Cup, like you, like if you buy a TV,
mm-hmm.
and then like for the World Cup, and you watch the World Cup on it, and France wins, we'll refund you the entire price of the TV.
Yeah, I've heard contests like that before.
Jesus Christ,
that's like how little faith they have. They're like betting against the national team.
I'm sorry, that's a pretty good program. I thought you guys have what, 2 wins, just the 2 recent ones.
Well,
they barely got in.
They won it all in 98 when they hosted, and then they made it to the final in 2002. Mm-hmm. And that's when Zidane headbutted the guy on...
That was 06.
That was 2006, yeah.
No, that was 06. That was 06. Who was 02 then?
02 was Italy?
No, that was Germany.
02 was Brazil.
It was Brazil, Germany.
You guys, this seriously sucks right now. Can we move on?
Well done.
Now,
well,
there's the female voice
well played.
Of discontent during sports talk that we missed.
Screw you!
Hey, you won the sports game.
Well, I don't care about soccer. That's not a real sport.
See? See? Should have some questions about soccer in there.
Why? You wouldn't have gotten them.
I totally would have.
Oh, God.
I mean, we would ask you stuff like how many players are in the field at once.
By the way, I only got that hat trick question because of soccer.
Yeah.
Really?
That's in soccer, too.
Oh, okay. Well, we got about 4 minutes to do. So we could pretty much punch out right now.
Or...
Or
we can hit on this girl on the phone. What's your name again?
What about what amused
Rachel?
Me lately?
Rachel.
What amused me? Okay, yeah.
Can you put Facebook on your computer?
Can I get Facebook on my computer?
Actually, no, I'm talking to John. But...
Yeah, actually, we do need to see a picture of Rachel.
All right, I'll punch up some Rachel. Give me a second.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to benefit our listeners very much.
Yeah, I get to say how hot.
All the listeners are going
to... I get to say how hot you are.
I'll punch up a picture.
Well, we're not going to say she's ugly, even if she is.
Whatever, I'm honest.
No, I'll punch
out. Are you going to make me cry over the phone?
No, we're totally not.
There, okay, here's one of your, one of the more flattering pictures. I like it. Here you go.
Wow, very professional.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Take a look.
What picture is that?
It's like you're like gnawing on a pen, like in a sexy way.
Yeah, yeah.
You're being a vixen.
Is that a pro picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a more amateur one.
All right. What do we have?
Nothing wrong with a pro picture.
There's.
Okay, that's okay. I want to see a full body one.
Full body? Is there anything?
Oh my God, Rachel, I'm not like that guy. Okay, I just want to let you know. I did not request the full body pic.
Here are the submissions to Hustler's Beaver Hunt. Let me punch those up. I think
yeah,
that's
that
not
sounded
her.
Like a good set.
Okay, this is more Rachel.
Thank God for Facebook, huh?
She's cute.
Okay, so we have decreed you are cute, Rachel.
Yeah, she's my type.
Is she?
Kind of small brunette, yeah.
Because I look Asian?
That too.
As the man who carries the biggest man card in this room, I say she's cute. Good.
There you go.
Wait, what?
I wouldn't have a dog on the show. It'd bring things down.
Especially on the phone.
Just like soccer talk.
I thought the soccer talk was okay.
Yeah, it worked for me.
I guess Rachel's not watching the World Cup this year.
All right, folks. I think we can punch out at this point. We got to give my man Squire and the Night Train Memories coming up a couple minutes to set up and prepare. This has been Papa's Basement. Joel, thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Rich, why are you pouting?
Because I lost.
Because you've lost the contest. You won the cure question trivia.
I know. I thought that was going to be a point or two at least.
But you still lost. Oh.
And you still lack the man card.
Yes. And French Folk, 50 Cent and company.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Alexia, how do you pronounce it?
Alexia.
I like that. Alexia's good stuff. Well, maybe we'll throw a picture of Alexia on the website.
Whatever. We're calling him Alex and Fitty, just to keep it simple.
Alex and Fitty. Yes. No, yeah. Alexia will be the picture for the podcast this week.
Okay.
Take something tasteful. All right. And Rachel, thank you. Hopefully you'll be joining us again maybe next week.
Maybe in person.
No, ooh. Rachel lives a couple hours away. That's why she
Where's
called
Where's she live?
In. She's in North Carolina.
I take back all my...
Yeah, so you get to plug all your...
Can we have a whole segment? How'd you meet this girl? Can we have a whole segment on that?
Oh no, when I was tweeting and promoting my
adult
website.
Adult friend finder. It's fine.
Yeah, adult friend finder. She was in the DVDA category.
He called my pimp. Yeah. Whatever.
And
dude, you need to make a road trip.
And she had a bruised eye, but you know, I still tapped it. Mm-hmm. All right, Rachel, plug your blog and your tweeter and all that. Your twatter.
Well, I'm a food blogger and I have a blog called Gagging Towards Bethlehem.
It sounds like porn, doesn't it? Gagging towards Bethlehem.
It sounds like something
kind of hot, actually.
It's a Joan Didion reference, you jerk.
Fine.
What reference?
No, it's a food blog.
That's too highbrow for this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Gagging Towards Bethlehem, and my Twitter handle is Gagging Towards.
Okay. Exactly.
Okay, that's just too much.
That's really? Why we're friends. We got to the bottom of that mystery.
I think we can go out on that note now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way, it's a mighty hard climb.